Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
California, we're on the receiving end of most of the assault on Trump and Trumpets. I was here a year ago talking about the fact to get a president of the United States, or at least former president that was running again, who wanted to put America in reverse, wanted to bring us back to a pre-1960s world. On voting rights, civil rights, LGBTQ rights, on women's rights, not just access to abortion, but access to contraceptive care.
I guess it's like a rite of passage that if you are a Democrat wannabe, you have got to be on the record in front of some black people saying, and Trump wants to put you back in chains. And it's like the prerequisite. There are so many things that are really weird and quite awkward about Gavin Newsom in South Carolina generally. I mean, one, the slickster, the hair, Gavin Newsom, just in the state of South Carolina. I mean, it's like these two things. One is not like the other. The next thing is Gavin hanging out with some black folk in South Carolina. So it's not just, we've got to put in the optics. If you're wondering, by the way, what seems to be taking place, why would Gavin Newsom on July 9th of 2025 be in South Carolina? You want to talk about a desperate man who's on the campaign trail. I was actually just telling Mr. Producer, it's like, what goes on that you're in South Carolina evidently campaigning for president already? The one thing that I guess you're going to try to shore up the James Clyburn vote. You know, I mean, let's be real. The only reason that Biden ended up becoming president, the only reason he won the Democrat primary, he was on the ropes, was because Clyburn came in, gave him the blessing. He got the black vote in South Carolina that turned things around. And so I guess the hare is rushing into South Carolina to try to get the Clyburn endorsement, A, before any other Democrat wannabe, and secondarily, I don't know, in case he isn't around by the time that we're actually into the Democrat primary for the 2028 presidential. It's a weird thing when you get desperate people doing desperate things. But yes, we did have the requisite, they want to take you back to pre-civil rights here. They want to put you in chains. Okay, Gavin, why isn't that happening right now? Why did Trump actually win the highest percentage of the black vote since 1960, since you're talking about 1960? Why is it that we actually are seeing blacks benefit more in the early going from the Trump presidency than any other constituency, any other demographic? As I was talking about the jobs numbers in the previous hour, jobs that were taken by illegal immigrants, guess who's benefiting the most from those jobs that are coming back to Americans?
Oh, yeah.
And guess which demographic benefited the most during the first Trump presidency? That's right, the greatest upward mobility of any demographic happened for blacks, Hispanics second. Interesting thing, as we had the lowest unemployment rates and highest gains for minority groups during the first Trump presidency pre-COVID. So, I mean, minor details in all of these things. I mean, anyway, the one thing you got to say for Gavin, though, as awkward as the whole situation in South Carolina is, he still is nowhere near, like, you know, Hillary does Selma. You know, I in no ways tired thing, you know, her putting on the whole, at least he didn't try an accent. So he's got that going for him. And Clyburn, not offering a full-throated endorsement, but saying he likes Gavin's chances. I'm not sure of what, but he likes Gavin's chances. These people. I will tell you something that President Trump has done that does take us back to the pre-1960s. What we have seen at this point, the second most efficient president in U.S. history. Now, a couple things. Friday's Independence Day was unlike any other in American history, right? For a lot of reasons. And that's because the BBB, of course, delivered to President Trump, allowing him to effectively accomplish his second-term legislative agenda in fewer than 6 months on the job. Not bad. You know, you consider that his signature legislation in his first term, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that was just made permanent. He didn't get that until December of his first year in the presidency. And actually, he had wider margins in Congress in 2017 than he did this time around, which is also that much more impressive. But when you take a look at what he has actually accomplished so far, fewer than 6 months on the job. Okay, so he's been president for, like, 169, 170 days now. During that time, he signed 170 executive orders. By the way, he has signed 8 more executive orders already than Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, and Team AutoPen. Than Joe and all the AutoPens out there combined. And for you, pretty remarkable. I mean, he has been prolific. He signed 44 presidential memoranda, 71 presidential proclamations, and yes, 5 laws, including, of course, the act that was formerly known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. And to put this into context, so we talked about going back to the pre-1960s. The only other president in American history to enact more of his agenda more efficiently than President Trump? Know who it is? The answer is FDR. FDR, who came into his presidency, of course, during the Great Depression, had the New Deal pass within his first week on the job, issued a slew of executive actions around it within his first 100 days. So other than FDR, no president, not even Washington, has worked as quickly or as efficiently to achieve their policies. You know, there's so many different ways you kind of take a look at what happened here. You know, there's no way to claw back the damage that was done during Biden's 4 years, right? I mean, there's no way to take back the historically high inflation. There's no way at this point just to magically take back the illegal immigration crisis. But when you take a look at giving President Trump those 4 years to reset, to find the right people to surround himself with, to work on his agenda, and then just hit the ground running, in many ways, Democrats are in a much worse situation, you know, politically because of this. Giving him the time is the one thing about Trump. He's made mistakes. This is true in his personal life, his political life. He's made mistakes. He's suffered losses, sometimes big. He always comes back more successfully than he ever was before. This is what he does. He learns from the mistakes, and he has greater success every time. And that is absolutely what we've seen and what we are now benefiting from in a pretty remarkable way. Very quickly. And when you take a look at the level of speed with which he has been able to accomplish his agenda, it's even more remarkable when you consider, of course, the extent to which the legal system has been stacked against him, the amount of times that the Supreme Court has had to weigh in. It just continues to be, you know, an ongoing deal. But also the Congress You know, you take a look at this Congress. This is the most narrow governing majority by a single party in U.S. history. In other words, when you have single party control of the federal government, it has never been more narrow than it is right now. And yet, Trump was able to navigate that and has been able to navigate that as successfully as he has to achieve his agenda, the second fastest of any president in American history. And when you compare that to FDR, you know, the one who did it quicker, I mean, look, he had it his way. You know, he was in Big Mac territory. That's BK. That's Burger King. Have it your way, right? So you had FDR with Democrats occupying 70% of congressional seats when he became president in 1933. So you have Trump doing it with barely any majority. FDR had everything. That's why he's able to move so quick. So what we are seeing, what has happened, what's been culminating with the signing of the BBB hasn't just been history in the making, but arguably the most effective and impressive start to a presidency in American history when you take a look at the political makeup in Washington, D.C. And one of the big things is that the BBB is already saving you money. You know, one of the big questions, I touched on this when I was with you last week, but continue to get a ton of questions around this. Like, how is this working? When do the tax cuts kick in? When am I going to be saving money? And the answer is easy. You are already saving money right now. In fact, you actually have been saving money since January 1st, as the case happens to be. So, in all, at least by my count, there are 27 different changes to various categories of IRS things that impact personal taxes. So in other words, the changes impact almost every tax filer. And what this almost certainly means is lower taxes for you. And better still, almost all of the tax changes made retroactive to January 1st, meaning that you are saving on your taxes and you're going to realize the benefit all throughout the course of this year. And the key to understanding the additional Trump tax cuts, you know, the big ones that people pay attention to, tips, overtime, Social Security, auto loans, child tax credits, you name it, is understanding what the new deductions and tax credits mean to you. And one of the things that can come into play here, it might be helpful if you have a person who helps you with taxes, take a look at your situation and see what exactly this means to you. Because, you know, there's a lot of extra dough that you might be doling out to Uncle Sam right now that you may not need to. You know, a lot of people are probably not going to realize what this means to them until the next tax day. Lord knows Democrats are lying about this all kinds of ways. And one of the reasons, you know, one of the questions that came up is why are all these deductions in play? Like, for example, somebody was saying, oh, you know, it's a big lie about there being no tax on Social Security and tips and everything because it's like a deduction or something. Well, there's a reason for it. It came down to the Senate parliamentarian and the use of the reconciliation process. If there had been just like an outright elimination of taxation in all of these different areas, the parliamentarian was saying that that would be a violation of Senate rules and it would require 60 votes in the Senate. Or, as I was pleading on the show last Monday, J.D. Vance to overrule the Senate parliamentarian on some things. But nevertheless, the use of deductions achieves the same effect, but it was a way to get around the Senate parliamentarian saying that, hey, like if you just outright eliminate Social Security taxes, that is a structural change that requires, you know, a full 60 votes in the Senate. So that is why things were structured the way they were. But I want to pick up on just a couple things that are useful to you right now as you are already in the process of saving some money, even if you haven't realized the extent of it yet. I'm Brian Mudd, in for the great one.
Mudd Lovin.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
I'm Jack Putter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County news, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You know, Americans love using their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Action. Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
This law will create havoc, wreak havoc on our country, and hurt American families across the nation. Millions will lose health care. Millions more will see their premiums skyrocket. Utility bills will rise.
I mean, these people, it just, it's hilarious. You know, I've always had this sex humor. It's just that, okay, well, I have TDS, and you say that Trump is the bad man who's going to kill people, so yay you. But you can lie to people about policy, what it will do, and those who are inclined to believe you will. But you can't lie to people about what is or isn't in their wallet, because they know, right? And this was the lesson of the first Trump tax cuts, the ones that were just made permanent under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It was so bad. I remember there was some polling after the tax cuts had already kicked in. People had been lied to so successfully by your godless, soulless, and slanderous news media and by leftist politicians, of course, working in conjunction with one another. And people evidently were still able to be manipulated to that extent back in 2020. Ultimately, does the BBB mean to you? I'm just going to break it out in a few different areas real quick. Again, I went through some analysis on this when I was with you last week. Per tax filer, if you earn $35,000 or less, the average tax savings is an additional $650. All right, so you got your tax cut from the Tax Cut and Jobs Act plus an additional $650 per year in your pocket from this. You earn between $35,000 to $50,000. Your average additional savings is $1,450. Now, again, this is per filer. So if you are married, both working, filing jointly, these income levels, you know, you're going to see twice that benefit. If you earn between $50,000 to $100,000, the average benefit per filer is jumping up to $1,750. And so you continue to see where this equals thousands of dollars for the average family. You have, you know, a married couple, both working, typical family, average income. You start to see how you're going to have about $3,600 in savings on average. Now, the key in this, again, is that it's mostly being handled through deductions on your taxes. And this is where one of the ways that you should be looking at this right now is going, hold on, rather than providing an interest-free loan to the government all year, one of the things I could do is have less tax taken out of my paycheck, less federal withholding. That's where maybe talking to a person you work with on preparing your taxes could be good. Not having as much taken out throughout the year, that way you might be able to see the benefit of these tax cuts as soon as your next paycheck. It's one of the best things that a lot of people could be doing right now. The savings, it's real, it's coming to you. Enjoy. Brian Mudd in for Mark LeRae.
Hi, I'm George, an economics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with the Constitution Minute.
The Declaration of Independence is more than a bold letter to a British king written by upstart colonists, although it very much is that. The Declaration explains the promise of America, that all men and women are born equal in their possession of natural rights, and that the proper exercise of these rights can lead to a full and deeply satisfying life. Just as the Declaration explains America's promise, the Constitution upholds that promise. Its purpose is to protect the rights of all of us, our natural rights. This establishes the possibility, not the guarantee, that we can have a good life. This is true freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Need help with your health insurance?
we've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Your program.
Right versus left is right versus wrong. Call Mark at 877-381-3811.
We know that about 17 million Americans will be ripped off health care. Tens of thousands will die.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... There is nothing that's off limits in terms of just saying just the most outrageous things. Brian Mudd in for Mark Levin. And as the late, great Rush Limbaugh would have said, good old Chuck U. Schumer right there, as he just, no shame, They're going to kill you. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is literally going to kill people. And again, as far as the whole no health care thing, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that just, I mean, you have lies, and then you have things that just hit me in all the right places. I talked about the work requirements with Medicaid. This is what they're talking about. People are going to lose health care. The only people losing health care are slugs of the earth who don't deserve to get a single cent from any American taxpayer. The only people who are losing Medicaid are absolute slug, scumbag, turds that won't get off their lazy butt, stop eating their bonbons, also paid for by you and me, off their couch. Because the only thing that is being kicked off of Medicaid are lazy slugs. My slogan has been, just say no to slugs. You have Schumer that is pro-slug. Because to keep Medicaid, aside from all kinds of exemptions, including people that are disabled, people that are pregnant, people that are caretaker. I mean, the exemptions, there are many. The only thing you have to do to keep Medicaid is find 20 hours a week on average to do anything constructive with your life. Anything. You could work 20 hours a week. You could pretend like you're trying to get a job 20 hours a week. You could volunteer for 20 hours a week. There are any number of different opportunities. Just 20 hours a week, anything. Just try to get your lazy butt off your freaking couch for 20 hours a week and you can keep your Medicaid. Those are the only people losing it. If they die, it's because they are the laziest scumbag slugs that wouldn't get their butts off of the couch and they ate too many bonbons at our taxpayer expense. So they're going to kill themselves anyway, you know, through the bonbon situation. Just say no to slugs. So Schumer and the Democrats, as they talk about killing people, losing health care, are pro-slugs. Special people. And also, you know, I think the real campaign here should be that they are anti-volunteerism as well. They don't even want these people to volunteer, help other people, help the impoverished folks who might could use their assistance for 20 hours a week. Now, anyway, just special. By the way, Brian Mudd with you. I am always, always very pleased. It's a true pleasure to be here with you. I broadcast from my home station, WJNO in West Palm Beach. You can always catch me socially at Brian Mudd Radio. Check out the Brian Mudd Show podcast wherever it is that you get your podcasts. So we've been talking about the BBB and how it's not likely to kill you, but it is actually likely to save you a whole heck of a lot of money. I do want to see, we've got Kenneth. Kenneth is in Virginia, and he wants to talk about no tax on tips. Kenneth, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Very well.
Hey, it's really not about tips. My main beef is all three of the things, the tips, the overtime, and the Social Security. And I see these things, and you're against lies, too. But we get a $6,000 deduction if we make less than $75,000. But that just, you know, gives you whatever your marginal tax rate. Say if it's 20% and six, you get $1,200. It does not eliminate, like I make $36,000 on Social Security. I would have to have a deduction of $36,000 in order for that to be true. Do you follow me?
I follow you, and I also am extremely well aware of all the deduction situations that go into this, so I'm curious to know where it is you're going with this.
Well, you know, you said that we achieved the same thing by the $6,000 deduction, is we eliminate.
Well, actually, I didn't say specifically Social Security and the $6,000 deduction, but the tax savings in this is achieved through deductions. And I explained that the reason that this was done was due to the Senate parliamentarian saying that under Senate rules, it could not fit the reconciliation process to eliminate outright taxes. The reason that the deduction model was used was to appease the Senate rules process based upon the parliamentarian situation. So if you're going to say what I said, at least say what I said.
But the $6,000, it would have to be $36,000 in my case, and it's only $6,000. It does not eliminate Social Security, taxes on Social Security.
So the first thing is, and look, I'm not going to turn this into a conversation about tax law, and I appreciate that you're probably coming from an honest place in this. I will accept that premise. This is an above-the-line deduction, meaning that on top of the standard deduction that you would take, or if you got into itemization, whichever it is that you choose, you get that plus you get the extra $6,000. And what that means is that it effectively covers 100% of what the taxation is on Social Security for reported income up to $75,000 per tax filer. That's the way it works. If you simply took the standard deduction and then add the $6,000 you get to it, it absolutely covers the tax, all of it, on your Social Security. That is just simply the way this thing goes. If you take a look at the deduction on tips, it's a deduction of up to $25,000 on tipped income when filing taxes. What that means is it effectively covers the first $150,000 in tipped income, which, by the way, accounts for over 99% of people who earn tips. So over 99% of all tipped income is effectively tax-free on this, based upon the way that people earn money. So, again, based upon the way that people report their Social Security, it is effectively eliminating the tax on Social Security. Based upon the way that almost everybody earns tips, the deduction effectively eliminates it on tips. And then ditto on overtime as well. And again, I understand that tax law is complicated. I understand that understanding deductions on top of other deductions that you already get can make it even more complicated, which is why my recommendation is that if you are trying to figure this out yourself and you're not necessarily adept at understanding tax policy to begin with, good to talk to a person that you use to prepare taxes, or maybe just seek out the advice of somebody so you could potentially even start saving money right away and not wait until tax day when you file to realize the benefit. Let's go to John in Pennsylvania. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to listen to you. I wanted to comment about earlier in your monologue coming on tonight about Durham. And is there a way, you mentioned that Trump learns from his mistakes. Was it a mistake to try those people in a D.C. court? You're basically in amongst the vipers trying to convict a viper with vipers of his peers. Why couldn't that venue be moved out of D.C.?
Well, and herein lies the problem, right? And so where there is jurisdiction is where the crime is alleged to have been committed. And when you're talking about these federal offenses with these D.C.-based agencies, that venue that has jurisdiction is D.C. And so, you know, unless there is a granted request of a change of venue, and I can promise you that John Durham had no interest in bringing his cases in Washington, D.C. if he had a choice, he would have loved to have had them somewhere else. You're stuck. And this is the problem with D.C., is that you have not only, you know, so many corrupted government agencies, but you also have what essentially amounts to a corrupt city. Because, unfortunately, there just are not, based upon the politics of that place, where, again, you only had 6% of the population that voted for Trump. The moment that you bring something that is, oh, well, this is somebody who, you know, was against Trump and conspired against Trump. Great. And it doesn't matter if they were guilty of sin. You know, the ends justify the means. I mean, it really is a sad state on, you know, the entire system of justice at a certain level. But that is the problem in Washington, D.C. And Jeanine Pirro is, she is the attorney over D.C. now. And so, you know, if they find stuff on Brennan, if they find stuff on Comey, Clapper, whomever else, as this FBI investigation has been referred and is underway now, I no doubt she'll bring charges. But, yeah, you do have to deal with the venue problems, and that is a real issue. And so unless there's a grant to change a venue, that's unlikely to occur, the reality with which we live in. It is concerning. You know, one of the smartest things that Trump has been trying to work on is decentralizing D.C., getting some of these government agencies out of Washington, D.C., getting more federal employees to work, you know, elsewhere, closing a lot of these Washington, D.C.-based offices. That's important in all of this because culturally the place is just rotted. Let's go to J.T. I was talking about this in the first hour as well. J.T. in Panama City, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, or good evening. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
My concern that I wanted to bring up, Mr. Mudd, is the veracity and the truthfulness that I think the White House position owed to the American public by the questioning of the members of the U.S. Congress on the state of Mr. Biden's health for the past 4 years that he treated him. And the three issues that I'd briefly like to bring up is, one, I believe the physician certainly was a government employee, so all of his records and everything that he did should be a government record, not a personal record of treating a private physician like you or I might have our personal private physician. And secondly, there must be records that the White House kept, not only there how many times this individual showed up at the White House, but also at the Delaware residence of Mr. Biden. And that would lead evidence, certainly, that Mr. Biden was receiving some type of medical treatments on the numerous occasions that he went to Delaware. And then when he came back to Washington, somehow his presence and his mental state seemed to be different than what it was before he departed to Delaware on many of these trips. And then finally, there must be a drug and medical record, even blood doping records that could be found. You know, did we have blood transfusions that were taking place as athletes had done in the past in an illegal manner that pumped up Mr. Biden?
Jacked up Joe. Yeah, well, I mean, we know that there came a point where that didn't work anymore because I think all of us were expecting Jacked Up Joe for that debate, and then we saw Slow Joe come out and Dementia Joe, and his you know, that's when you knew the ship had sailed. Yeah, look, I think you make good points on all those, and I actually think that there is a reasonable chance that, unlike a lot of things where we never seem to get real answers, I think there's a good chance that this, a lot of the information you're talking about, ends up coming to the surface. You are seeing, this one's peeling back like an onion. And there aren't a lot of people there that are necessarily protecting him at this point. And I don't think there are going to be a lot of people that want to go down with the ship for Biden this way. So this might be one of the ones where we actually get to those answers that you're talking about. Appreciate the call. Brian Mudd, in for the great one.
Mudd Lovin.
Well, 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 July is here, and that means it's time to celebrate the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the United States of America. Let me tell you something. Birthdays aren't just about fireworks and barbecues. The greatest gift we can give this country right now is to stand up and defend her. That's exactly why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, exists. AMAC fights every single day to protect the foundational values that built this nation. And in honor of America's birthday, they've got an incredible offer. 5 full years of membership. Hey, stay with me. 5 full years of membership with the Association of Mature American Citizens for $35. That's right. 5 years of standing with patriots, receiving their outstanding magazine, access to unbelievable benefits and discounts, and being part of a national movement to restore common sense in this country. Folks, don't sit on the sidelines. Grab this offer. Trust me. Grab it. Go to amac.us/Levin right now. amac.us/LEVIN. Let's give America the gift of more patriots.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
If you're with one of the big three wireless carriers, you're really overpaying for your service. You're paying for thousands of retail stores you never go into. You're paying for unnecessary perks you never use. You're paying a massive premium for what you think is superior 5G service. Guess what? Pure Talk uses the same 5G network on the same 5G towers. The only difference, they don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data for just $25 a month. That's less than half the price of the big guys during a time when saving a buck really matters. I am a Pure Talk customer. I made the switch. You can even keep your phone and your number. So folks, do this right now from your cell phone. Dial #250. Say Mark Levin. It's that simple, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can switch over to Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250. Say keyword Mark Levin to switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
I don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
I think there's a good chance we'll have the ceasefire.
And that'll get us closer to the goal that I set from the beginning. Let's get them all back without capitulation.
Yeah, you know, of course, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the potential for a ceasefire with Hamas. The first almost 6 months of Trump's administration has just been cleaning up the mess, right? He left. We had relative peace. Now a war all over the place, right? The Russia-Ukraine dealing that whole situation. October 7th never happens if Trump is president, trying to, you know, re-stabilize that situation. There's so many things that we have to be grateful for. It's giving ideas, something that I thought was interesting. Coming out of Independence Day weekend last year, I was taking a look at how far we had come a year later. And, like, my top stories coming out of the 4th of July last year, I was talking about there being 123 days before sanity would be restored, and then 199 days. So I was talking about the election and then Inauguration Day. And when you take a look at the top stories from about a year ago, you had Dementia Joe saying that he was going to stay in the presidential race. You had billions more for Ukraine handed out by Biden. You had the New York judge in the Stormy Freaking Daniels hush money case announced that he was delaying Trump's sentencing following his conviction. And we had an average of nearly 10,000 illegal immigrants per day coming into the country. That's the place we were in a year ago. You take a look at where we are now, the inflation rate at 2.4%, the lowest it's been since Trump was 1 month removed from the presidency. You factor in wage growth. The average American is finally getting ahead again by nearly 2%, the best quality of life improvement we've seen since Trump was last president. S&P 500, 13% higher. 401k balances and savings rates have hit record highs. Gas prices are 40 cents lower than a year ago. $190 billion in government waste was dosed. That equals $1,180 per federal taxpayer. On immigration, the Lincoln-Riley Act is law. Attempted border crossings, as I mentioned, down 93%. Actual access into the country down by 99%. That CBP One Home app that was used to fly in about a million illegal immigrants, now being used to fly illegal immigrants out of the country. ICE's daily detentions up by 53%. All the crime that has been falling straight across the board. And now, by the way, your household, the average family, is receiving not just permanent Trump tax cuts from before, but additional tax cuts averaging about $3,600. Every time you turn around, there's good news. We are continuing to win. Not getting tired of it. It's been a pleasure. Brian Mudd in.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.